Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
This show is sponsored by our friends at JB Weld. JB Weld, proud sponsor of the Adam Carolla Show. Brand trusted for more than 50 years from pros and DIYers alike. JB Weld, world's strongest bond. All right, first half, we have a threesome hypothetical question that I think you should play at home, and you should definitely let us know because we're taking a poll. It's split the staff right in half. We got that. We got the news coming up in the first half as well. First, I'll tell you about Geico. Do you own, do you rent your home? Well, you do one or the other, right? And then there's your policies. How about you bundle those policies with Geico? Take your homeowners or your renter's insurance and bundle it up along with your automotive policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how easy you can get your bundle working with Geico. That is geico.com.
Have you heard about Innovation on the Edge with Microsoft Edge? It's a weekly podcast that explores the cutting edge of internet innovation and pop culture trends. Each week, we'll dig into how people are currently using the web to innovate, notable ways in which it's evolving, what its future might look like, and how we can create the future together. Welcome curious creators, disruptors, and innovators to Innovation on the Edge. Listen and download now at Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back inside the toolbox with light rock and less talk. Nonstop and commercial-free, the best hits for you and me. Throwing this one out to the decorator, Peter North, and the boom guy who got in his way on the toolbox.
My life was a paper, once plain, pure, and white, till you moved with your pen, changing moods now and then, till the balance was right. Then you added some music. Every note was in place, and anybody could see all the changes in me by the look on my face. And you decorated my.
From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Will.i.am, with Gina Grad on news and Bald Brian on sound effects. And now, Adam he is, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice to get on. A mandate to get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, right, Gina Grad?
That's right.
Handball, Brian.
I really can't control the aim on this gun.
I love that Kenny Rogers song so much, and I have a vague memory of I don't know, when Sonny was two or something. I that song just started playing. I was sitting in a steam room or something. I pulled Sonny into like some, and I just sobbed. It's like I hadn't cried in 50 years. Just that song came in. I was just staring at him. He's on my lap. We're in like a steam room, and I just wailed.
Wow.
Just sobbed. Yeah.
You brought a 2-year-old into a steam room?
I cracked the window.
Pulled him in.
There's a window
in your steam room?
That's my recollection. Actually,
wow.
There was.
Really?
I put it in my house, and I had a window that went to the outside.
Oh,
I didn't crack
la.
It. Yeah.
I've never heard that song before.
Inefficient.
Oh,
really?
Wait a minute.
I knew it was Kenny Rogers, but it didn't sound like a familiar song.
Oh.
And I'm Kenny Rogers adjacent fan.
We potted down right when it
the
was
hook.
The re- right, yeah, re- right during the hook, during the recognizable part, because you're gonna know it when it kicks into full effect.
Full Kenny.
Yeah, I realize I spent half my adult life saying to people, oh, you know this song.
Yeah.
And they go, no, I don't know this song. You know
what
this song.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know this song. Oh, you've seen that commercial. I've never heard of Zima. No, no, you've seen it. No, I don't know what it is. No, I'm telling you, you know what it is. That's my entire adult life.
And you decorated my life. Created.
Oh, played at the wedding, Gina.
It just made the list.
Dreams are above.
I love it.
Never heard this one. Oh, this is a hit.
You decorated my life.
Wow.
I love it.
I don't know how you missed that
I don't
one.
Either.
Dawson,
is this like a 70s song?
Did this go on the heels of the decorator coming in our studio? Mm-hmm. He decorated our studio.
He sure did.
Yeah, I told him to pull it just in case we get weird. all right. So there's the McGregor fight, which I watched with Sonny.
I did a favor and I didn't pull the clip of his leg.
Good. I saw it in real time. I saw Black Widow.
Oh.
That was good. I have thoughts about that.
Oh, you saw it before me.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Scooped him.
We have a staff poll, and I'm interested in this staff poll.
Let's hear it.
And I don't know how Lynch couched it to the staff exactly, because I got in a little conundrum with Lynch. I was working on the book. Somebody was asking about a threesome, and first off, you know, I don't feel like all threesomes were created equal.
Nope.
Which is to say, you know, well, there's the threesome where there's you and then two chicks, mm-hmm. and then there's a threesome where
we're looking at Gina while I said that.
There's two dudes and in one chick.
Correct.
Devil's triangle.
Yeah.
And I feel like that threesome sounds interesting, but the threesome with the two women and just one me, I much prefer.
Yeah, but wouldn't it doesn't it tend to be the case where all of a sudden you kind of get squeezed out of the picture as the guy, I feel like?
If
the chicks are kind of more into it with each other?
Well,
let me draw on my vast threesome experience.
There's an argument for that.
Too many comedies.
But then that's good, too.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
It's a win-win for you.
But then we started, so I said to Lynch, as we were working on the book, I said, well, here's a hypothetical, and we can have the staff weigh in. Well, maybe we can put it up and do it as a poll, get your results from out. So I think, how did Mike and I went around and around and around trying to figure out what the exact algorithm of the threesome and the number was.
Okay, it's a would you rather. Would you have sex with 1 8 or take your chances with two women who are a combined 10?
Wow.
Mike and I, 40 minutes on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Wait, 1 8 or two combined, two of 10.
Yes, a nine and a one, a five and a five.
I'm going for an 11 and a negative one.
Well, okay, let's just throw the two fives right out the window, right? Who wants a threesome with two fives?
Right.
Sure. Yeah. I think there's some dudes.
Okay, but you have the 8 out there. You have the 1 8 that's
choices.
Looming out there. You know what I mean?
Can I weigh in on this already?
Yeah.
I'm a big, you know, bird in the hand versus two in the bush.
Yeah.
No, bird in the hand. You got an 8 in the hand. You run with that. You run it high.
You don't get greedy.
Yeah, you turn the lights out before she sees you.
So Mike and I, I was like, well, so you got 10. So he was like, well, you could have an 8 and then just have a 2. And I'm like, well, what's the 2 going to do? Well, she can hold the camera or something like that. And I said, sure. No, she's got to be involved.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, you still got the 8. Then there's the distraction of the 2. And by the way, a 2 naked is
tough.
That's
stuff.
Tough. That's tough stuff. Can be distracting. And then you would feel self-conscious because you'd be spending all your energy on the 8.
Right.
Yeah.
But how would we break it down? Do we go with the 6 and the 4?
No.
What's the point? Yeah. I mean, I guess it's...
I predicted Dawson's answer to Mike in ahead of time. He said he'd go with 2 10s. That's why I said Dawson.
Couple
I
of know dimes, bro.
Pays to not be good at math.
So...
You're either dying to have been involved in a threesome, or you like super hot chicks. So which guy are you?
Well, so... I said, put it to the staff. Would you rather have the one-on-one eight?
Sure.
Which is, it's good, but it's nothing to write mom about. Mm. You know, you got the threesome kind of bucket list.
You want to write mom about that. Right.
And then once you get to the threesome, how do you break down that 10? Yeah. Do you go with the 6 and the 4? I don't think 5 and 5 is the answer.
I think 9 and 1 is
it. You couldn't. Because for her to be a 1, there has to be some serious disfigurement.
But yeah, but...
I don't know.
What are you gaining out of...
That's what I'm saying. You have to be desperate to be involved in a threesome.
Well, I don't know. Chris, do we get some answers from the staff?
I have the staff result if you want to hear it. Okay. Matt Fondler, he wants the threesome.
There you go.
With a combined 10. Gary wants the 8.
Yeah.
Ryan wants the threesome with the 10.
Kaylin
and Dawson both want an 8.
Oh.
Mm.
I want the threesome with the 10.
But you got to ask them. It's not enough just to go, I want the 10 threesome. I need you to break it down.
An 8 and a 2?
Because it really gets into a kind of a Rubik's Cube situation, which is,
kaleidoscope.
I don't think anyone wants a 5 and a 5. I mean, but maybe that's your safest threesome bet.
No.
No. You understand why Mike and I had to dedicate so much time to this.
Yeah, totally. This makes perfect sense.
If we're talking about stereotypes that I do not abide by, perhaps the 2 5s are more willing to do the stuff you want to do?
Well...
No, that's why you want the 9 and the 1.
What do you do with the 1?
Well,
what do you want?
I think the rules... I think we can't start. It's like that thing. It's that thing I always talk about when you talk about a drink that you don't like or something, and they go, "Yeah, but what about when I go, I don't like reggae music. Oh, what about when you're in Jamaica and you have a coconut rum drink in your hand and 2 chicks are blowing? It's like okay, then everything's good. But we have to be just in a backyard in North Hollywood, and I don't want to hear it.
Right.
So. You can't get into the 2 5s are going to do stuff that the 9 isn't going to do.
I
feel like everyone has an equal role. They're all on board, and it's all the same stuff. We can't make one girl the towel girl or the camera girl. She's
mop up.
And according to this hypothetical. So, Chris, how do we break down your 10 then?
You know, I'll go with a 6 and a 4 just for the conquest.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. Sure, Jen appreciates
it. 6 and a 4.
I regret saying that now.
Might I entice you with a 7 and a 3?
Kind of interest you.
I 7 and 3 would be good. An 8 and 2, I might have to sleep on it.
because at a certain point, it's a diminishing return.
Yeah, because you already have the 8. So now you either have a 1 or a 2.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a beautiful memory for the spank bank. And I think if we get the 2 or the 1 there, it could degrade it.
Well, who is a 2 like a Mama June from Honey Boo Boo?
That's a 1.
First of all, I absolutely have to give back my feminist card because I have so many thoughts about this. And I think you're right. I think if you get a Mama June involved, then
this
now you're working harder, not smarter.
Mm-hmm.
See, I look at everything like fantasy football. If I'm gonna have one player who's gonna bust and one player who's gonna have a great game, I like that better than 2 players who are gonna have kind of middling games.
Yeah, but what about in the theater when they say you're only as strong as your weakest link?
You have to kind of look at a personal history. You know, like I've probably had my share of 8s.
Oh, good.
So.
For you.
You know, that there's no novelty there.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you're saying a 2 would be more novel?
No, I'm just saying 1 more 8 in the spank bank is probably,
neither
here nor there. If we're going to do this, then maybe. But I am, and it's an interesting wiring, I am much more wired to just do the 8 than the distraction of the 6 and the 4 or whatever it is. I think 6 and 4 is the way to break it down. Because you can't have a threesome where both girls were equally good looking or equally ugly. That's no good. You have to go the one was hot, but the other one was fat or whatever it is.
Well, that so you just breaks... talk about the hot one.
Yeah.
That kind of breaks down my theory, but I thought just so we all have like a baseline, and because this is the way they were cast, so it's not like we're making fun of them, I was thinking of the two girls from Fargo that have sex with Buscemi and the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
So what would where would they fall?
I think that's a 5 and 5, okay. 4 and 4.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were.
They add up to like 6.
Oh, Dawson's brought up. He's on the metric system. We're going standard. We're SAE
he's doing
here,
grams,
bro.
Leaders.
I would say the two sluts from Fargo. Yeah, they were.
Put them up, Chris.
I'd give them a 5-
yeah, just so
whatever.
Just so we have a baseline. What we're talking about.
There yeah,
that's a,
no.
That's a 6 and a 4.
No,
no, that is a 6 and a 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we got a 6 and a 4.
Then you're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Well done.
All right, there you go.
They were kind of funny looking.
Kind of funny looking?
Yeah, the one was uncircumcised. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say that's a 6 and a... We going 6 and 4? I mean, understand, this is 90s, 80s
yeah.
stuff.
A Bemidji 6 and 4. Maybe not an L.A. 6 and 4.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay.
Well, so, you can't...
Chris, interested?
Your books.
I don't think that's a combined 10. I just...
No?
That's really mean.
I don't...
Well,
that's a 5 and a 2.
But then where's Mama June factor in? Like, you know what I mean? There are some real ones and twos walking around out there.
Amputees.
I could go 6-3, but
final offer.
They're not adding up to 10.
Palm stars.
All right.
I can do a 6-3.
Well, it was a pretty good call,
best
Gina.
And final.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know what an 8 is now. No. I mean, we're going to have to define our terms. But I think an 8's pretty universal. What is an 8? An 8's like a 10 but with weird orthodonture.
Would that be like a Renee Zellweger type? You know, like kind of the girl next door as opposed to like the, you know, the smoking hot beauty.
Mm-hmm. I think our scale's way off. Renee Zellweger is a professional actress.
Well, I'm trying to think of actresses that everyone recognizes.
Yeah, not Kim Basinger.
Right. But
right.
It plays more of the girl next door as opposed to like the siren.
All right. Well, so
Greer, Kristen Ritter.
Did we get our all our answers in?
Yeah, that was a staff. So the
what's yours?
He said 8.
I'm wired for the 8.
Yeah, that's my life philosophy. But
on the other hand, again, not doesn't make a great story.
Mm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably try to whack up the 10. But it's tough. I think I'd go more of 7 and 3 than 6 and 4. I don't know.
Yeah.
Really just try to focus on the
one.
7.
Yeah. High ceiling.
Yeah, that's me.
No All mirrors right. on the ceiling.
So now, Love Chris, yeah. not only do we have to find out who wants the threesome, but we got to figure out how they're going to break it down.
Yeah, split the fives. What do we do?
All right, I'll
you're six it. And you're 6 and 4,
I'm
right?
A, yeah, I'll go 6 and 4. I think.
Yeah, that's solid.
Thank you.
This is insane.
I regret this.
Wait, what's Lynch's?
Oh, I never even...
He would never lower himself, Gina.
I spent...
engaged.
I was spending so much time on the algorithm that I never got to his. Mm-hmm. I was spending so much time because I was saying, we can't take a 10 and just go 10 across the board.
Right.
Because every guy would just be with Bo Derek when she was 22. You know, every guy would be with the 10. We have to take the 10, the single woman 10,
off the table.
Get her down 8. Into an 8.
Yeah.
And then we need to take the other number and go up with it. I was experimenting with like 12, but that was too high, maybe 11. I don't like the odd number. So spent a long time trying to massage it and dial it in.
You get it. You did a good job. I wonder what kind of insane answer August would give.
Well,
you say Q.
Sounds good.
Oh, we should get August's. Yeah.
Can do.
And Gina, where you? We didn't get yours, by the way.
If I was a dude or if I'm talking about two guys?
Don't be gross.
Two guys.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Two guys.
Okay. I just got my marriage license yesterday. In a totally alternate universe. Oh, an 8. I don't want to fuck two fives.
Yeah.
What am I, unless I'm getting paid. What is in it for me? Right?
Well.
Or a seven. What's the three doing there? What does he get to deserve all this?
Well put.
Thank you. Now I'm angry.
Yeah, I know. But it doesn't really work because a woman's goal growing up isn't to have a threesome per se.
The Chinese finger cuffs.
Right. But for guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That can be
why
the goal.
Would a girl ever choose two dudes to double up on her and one's a two?
Right.
There's no reason she would be in that position unless she was getting a big check cut.
Yeah. We're going to have to adjust it.
Peter Roth was on set.
That's right.
We're going to have to adjust it for that. Well, look, here's a good. The best hypothetical. And I don't know if we split the room on this one, Maxipat, or what we ended up with on this one.
Close.
But what you want to do, Mark Garagus's partner, Ben Boringcop. Mm-hmm. I always said, they play good cop, boring cop.
Right.
He once said to me, you got it right, like a settlement right, when both parties are unhappy with the outcome. Mm-hmm.
It's genius.
That's how you know you've hit the sweet spot. And the best hypotheticals are when you can split the room and or get people to toggle back and forth.
Right.
Like the one I've always done, which will get people to go backward and forward, which will work with Gina. Mm. I haven't brought this one up in a while, which is, do you sleep with the least attractive guy at your work?
Okay.
I mean, you picture those
uncomfortable.
Picture the Kalis X days.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you're painting a picture.
Picture some of the guys would show up with a crock pot and make lentil stew and some of the fellas work in that place.
Lingering
right?
in the doorway as I'm answering phones.
Right. So do you have a night of love and intimacy with that person?
Or,
and nobody knows.
Okay.
Nobody knows.
Nobody will ever know.
You'll know, but no one else will ever know. Or do you not, and have everyone know that you did?
And there's no way to change your mind.
There's no way to change your mind. And everyone starts off stoic. They go like, oh, I don't care. Because I have my dignity.
No,
I go, what about the Christmas party?
Right.
How's that work? Everyone thinks you blew Domagoy? Or whatever his name was.
It's Domagoy.
The point is,
it's so funny because we used to go to San Diego all the time and like sleep over at people's houses. I've never even came close to doing that because we worked down there. I think if I'm being honest and I'm factoring in like my career, this is a place where I'm going to, hopefully continue to form relationships. I don't want to be the town pump, as they say in Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather sleep with them and have it never brought up again than have this be the hallway gossip that I have to wade my way through as I try to build a career.
Okay. What if you knew it as the only person, but the only other person was that person?
Oh,
now, they couldn't tell anybody, but they still knew it like you knew it. You'd still have to kind of pass them in the hall every once in a while.
That's a good point, because that would actually make me quit. Like, that would make me quit the station. So now this is interesting. Everybody thought I you just upped the ante to something that I'm going to have to think about, because I don't, if I have to have uncomfortable conversations with that dude and he's like sweating me, I wouldn't be able to work there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in that case, I would, you know what? I changed my answer. I would rather not have done it, everyone think I did it, and then show them how super cool I am about these things. You know, as opposed to like, oh, she slept with that guy and she went crazy. And No. I just go about my business and it's no big deal. And now you see how it's
done.
Yeah,
but then what about all the extra that you're going to get? Because now people think, oh, you fucked that guy. Now we're at the Christmas party. We're having a couple pops.
Hey, Gina Grad.
Yeah.
I buy you a drink.
That's
a nerd.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, once I feel like I get the answer, you pivot on me.
Oh, well, that's part of the game.
Yeah, this is. I know, but I'm saying like it's not as easy as I thought it was at the beginning.
I know. Well, that's why you have to. That's why the good. Hypotheticals will split the room.
All right, I will have sex with the dude, and I will work on my people skills when he tries to sweat me in the hallway.
Good.
Okay.
I admire your candor.
Thank you.
All right, so where do we put the poll up, Chris?
Just follow Adam Krolisch on Twitter, or just us on social. We'll put it all over.
And make sure and break down your 10.
Yeah, in the comments.
Break too
down.
Easy.
If you pick 10, break it down.
Yeah, break it down. All right, let me break down Tommy John for you guys this summer. You're going to soak up the sun. You're going to get hot down there in your nether regions. Tommy John, cool cotton fabric, 2 to 3 times cooler than regular cotton. Get a pair of new Tommy John underwear and let your buns breathe and your cubes thaw just a little bit. Dozens of comfort innovations like breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with 4 times the stretch of competing brands. Once you try Tommy John underwear, you're never going back. Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. I never leave the house without the Tommy Johns. They're the best, especially when it's hot, working up a little lather. They dry fast. Over 15 million pairs sold. Tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Guarantee, right, Dawson?
Right now, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Adam. Go to TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam. See site for details.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and do the news right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gina Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden, Kamala. Meet news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Okay, yeah.
Hold on,
yeah.
I got to tell everyone we need some ball pullers this weekend for Raleigh. So you can email us questions at adamcarolla.com. Good Nights Comedy Club is this Friday, Saturday. And that'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina. But we don't have a ball puller for either show yet. So we're looking.
Get on it.
Go ahead.
We're not going to show the in studio. I'm sure everyone who wanted to see it has seen it already. The leg break heard around the world. But Connor did break his leg at the end of round one of his fight with, and I really don't want to mess up this name, Dustin Poirier.
Poirier,
thank you. And was taken out on a stretcher. And Poirier was declared the winner via doctor's stoppage. With just a few seconds left in the first round, Connor attempted to plant his foot and his leg buckled above his left ankle / lower shin, according to TMZ. Connor stayed in the octagon, was interviewed as he sat on the floor by Joe Rogan. He was still talking a lot of trash and even was talking a little shit on his opponent's wife, saying that she slipped into his DMs. I'm telling you that in advance because I find Connor a little hard to understand. But here is a clip of Joe interviewing him in the octagon.
The fight obviously stopped in a horrible way. Give us your thoughts on how it was going.
I was boxing the blade and head off. I'm kicking the blade and leg off. Yous will surely do it to close the distance. This is not over. If we had to take this outside with him, it's all outside. We don't give a...
He said that he believes that one of the kicks that he checked is what broke your leg.
There was no check. There was not one of them I checked. Your wife is in me DMs. Hey, baby, hit me back up on chat your leg alone. We'll be at the after party, the Wynn nightclub, baby. You're looking bitch, you little...
So he's a little steamed.
He's got a compound fracture. I mean,
he's chilling.
His foot's flopping. Yeah, he was throwing hard kicks. You watch it all the time. It's happened before. It's going to happen more and more.
Why?
Because
people are getting more aggressive in the ring or the octagon.
They're throwing kicks with a velocity and a ferocity that has slowly ratcheted up, whereas bone density hasn't slowly ratcheted up over the years.
Yep.
So it's like as they start to refine their sport. I mean, kickboxing's been around for a long time, but they're he was throwing these very hard leg kicks, and he's taking his left leg and he was whipping it around and throwing these roundhouse kicks, not roundhouse kicks, but just sort of back kicks. And, you know, it's bone on bone stuff, but, you know, when people get into street fights, they break their hand.
Sure.
When you punch a guy in the face, you might break the guy's nose, you might break his orbital socket, but you will most surely break your hand.
Right,
every
right.
guy who punches someone will usually break their hand. So just because you're the one who's inflicting the damage doesn't mean your bones aren't breaking.
Yeah.
And he clearly damaged it because when he just went to put weight on it, it essentially snapped.
Right.
And if that's true, then he has osteoporosis and he has to get on some of my mom's medication.
Boniva.
Right. He literally put his foot back right. and planted on it and it just broke,
right.
which meant it was certainly compromised with some of those leg kicks.
But I don't know if he's just the world's greatest showman or if it was all adrenaline. He seemed fazed by it not at all. Mm. Even when they were taking him out on the stretcher, he's like, yeah, like, no, like he does not feel pain. Or he has a great poker face.
I think he knows when the cameras are on.
Yeah, there's so much adrenaline that it just blocks out all the pain always kind of kicks in the next day.
So you're saying if there was an audience there to watch me fall down the stairs at Cantor's when I broke my foot, it wouldn't have hurt as bad?
No.
I see.
No.
No.
Okay.
But would you bang two waiters that were combined 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially if Paul Reiser come up to interview you afterwards on the ground.
We'll see what happens to the rest of his career. Big space news, Richard Branson, a billionaire entrepreneur, he took his Virgin Galactic rocket ship to the edge of space. MSN.com reports that he and his crew experienced about 4 minutes of weightlessness before touching down. The entire trip took about an hour. He's going to turn 71, and a crew of two pilots and three mission specialists were on board with him. Now, there's a couple of things that make this special. Not only did Branson,
is Richard Branson married?
I don't.
That's a great question.
I like to figure it out because I will bet you. I've met him before. He's quite a lovely guy. He's the most interesting guy in the world.
But I'd imagine very charming.
I guarantee there's a woman at home who's not impressed.
Yeah.
That just strikes me as that guy.
Yeah, he's not getting his validation there.
He gets it everywhere he goes. Right. I bet there's some long-suffering wife that's not as big a fan.
I think we're about to find out. They're looking that up. So the reason why this is special was two things. Not only did Branson make history being the first person to use his own plane to make this kind of journey. By the way, his competitor, Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos, they announced their ride from West Texas on July 20th. So he just edged out as being the first one, beat Blue Origin.
Don't be a one-upper, like I said before.
That's right. But, and I'm going to show this to you, they were apparently able to do an airborne blast-off.
Married since 89.
Of course.
Wow.
I'd like to get a few drinks into her and then sit down and go, oh my God, you married to Richard Branson. It's got to be awesome. Awesome.
He never shuts the fuck up.
Yeah.
So they did a blast off in midair. And the reason they were able to do that is because they were only going 50 miles into the air as opposed to 250 miles, which would be the International Space Station. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to show it to you. It's about, I don't know, a minute. You can call your own out. But it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, they bring him up
10 seconds
in between these two planes.
And their goal is to get to Mach 3.
3, 2, 1, release. Clean release.
They drop them, then they fire the engine up.
Wow. Good rocket motor burn.
It's pretty crazy.
There's Mach 1 trimming now.
It's pretty crazy, but this is the exact same technology that Chuck Yeager used to break the sound barrier.
Things are looking great with 25 seconds.
You sound like Richard Branson's wife.
I mean, it's interesting. Yeah, Mach 3, that's cute, but the SR-71 Blackbird was doing Mach 3 in 1965.
Wow.
So.
Oh, my God.
40 seconds.
So he got up to Mach 3.
Got up to Mach 3, and then the camera, of course, that's when they have technical difficulties.
Of course.
Them unstrap and kind of start to get out of their chair, and the whole thing goes blurry.
The lengths they'll go through to pretend the Earth's round.
But they did get to experience weightlessness for 4 minutes. And they landed down successfully.
So if you find footage of, you can pause it. If you find footage of glamorous Glenda, I think that was the name. You used to be able to name your plane.
Is that a wrestler?
Yeah.
Classic Brave Lassie.
Marvelous Moolah. What was her name?
Fabulous Moolah.
You used to be able to name your plane, and then you used to be able to write shit on bombs. You know, like, hey, this one's for you, Adolf.
Yeah.
You know, used to be able to do that. Right. I love that our military's in some position now where that would be a hate crime, but dropping the daisy cutters and the cluster bombs and the incendiary stuff, that's still fine.
Yeah.
Just no more writing with chalk.
Right, because that's
on them.
That's rude.
That's hurtful.
Yeah.
I did that in 1990 or 1991.
You wrote on a bomb?
I wrote on a bomb. I went to visit my cousin who was
in the Navy. You're not talking about my late night show.
No. No, I was a segment producer. I was on a
writer. Okay, sorry.
I went to my cousin was in the Navy. He was on the USS Seattle in Rhode Island. We went to visit him with family day. This is the story I told about the fucking plane that went over and caused the sonic boom and warped the garage door.
Right.
That same trip there, they had, you know, kid day or whatever, got to write on bombs.
Wow.
It was the Gulf War. It was like suck at Saddam and stuff like that.
That's where the Scuds for You came from.
But that was probably on there.
Wow.
So anyway, in order to break the sound barrier in 1946 or 7 or something, Chuck Yeager got in glamorous Glenda, got onto the belly of a B-52. No, not a B-52, like a Flying Fortress, like a B-27 or something. Glamorous Glennis got up to altitude, dropped from the belly, fired the rocket on the plane, and just broke the sound barrier.
I don't know that.
Exact same tech. I mean, not the exact same technology, but the principles are all the same.
I guess the only difference is that one was going sideways and this one was going up.
Yeah, but that's
about it.
Yeah, they dropped them. They were sort of level when they dropped it off the plane, I think.
Yeah.
Such a crazy thing. They didn't know what was going to happen when they broke the sound barrier.
Right, that's right.
They thought you might
could
just
disintegrate
or go into a time warp or something. Like they didn't know what would happen to a human being who broke the sound barrier.
It's pretty cool. Well, they also didn't know what would happen to you, a human being, if you went over 30 miles an hour.
Right.
You know, we get a little scared.
Yeah. But I get the sound barrier part because that just – they thought you might just self-destruct.
Yeah. Sure.
Just boom.
Yeah, you know, go into a wormhole.
Well, there's all the thought of surrounding, like, you know, going faster than the speed of light potentially. Like, will time be relative? Will you be – you know, if you do it long enough, will you be younger than – you know what I mean? Than the people you left with or left behind?
Yeah. Yeah. It launched from 23,000 feet, and it was probably, 46, 47 or something like that. Anyway.
So this is growing less impressive by the second because when I watched the whole thing, and that was what they were freaking out about. Never before have we seen a rocket launch already airborne. Like, it was a big deal.
No, Chuck Yeager did it.
Look at you.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Speaking of big deals, you know, Cosby has some designs on taking his show on the road.
He's going to space.
I think everyone would be okay with that. But there's one place he's not going. That's the Comedy Cellar in New York. The owner of the club, Norm Dorman, told TMZ that his venue is not the slightest bit interested in having him perform there. And furthermore, he doesn't want Bill to step foot inside his club ever again. So I think there's going to be a lot of that.
By the way.
What if it was a bringer show?
By the way, a bringer show. Cosby's not going to play the 135-seat room that's in the basement.
Madison Square Garden.
But will he? Who would go?
He would. Sorry.
He's not. This is basically the, you know, when we do the threesome and we got the, we went with the 8 and the 2.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 2 going, don't spend all night eating my pussy now. Do not. She says it's a preemptive strike. Bill Cosby's not going to some fucking New York
club
comedy basement tour to go work out his material.
But there's cachet.
No,
it's a famous club.
They're just saying it to get on record to be out in front.
So realistically, where do you think? First of all, where do you think they would hit up, and where do you think you could actually sell tickets? Because everybody hates it.
Good Nights Comedy Club in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's right. This weekend.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who's coming to his shows?
Well, I'm trying to think, like, what parts of the country? Are we looking for MAGA country? You know, it's going to have trouble in New York City, probably in Los Angeles.
But
you know,
as far as I understand about, even if you're super MAGA, you're not super into people getting raped and roofied.
That's a bit of a Freudian slip right there.
More open-minded.
Sure.
I'm not sure about which part of the country.
Less judgmental.
But I think the venue would probably be an Indian casino.
That's good.
I think they're the only ones that can get away with it, and they'll make money.
They got the scratch.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it just feels, even though it feels odd, I'd want to know where, like, Larry the Cable Guy's moving tickets and stuff like that.
Vegas?
Yeah. Now, it would seem like a better match to go, where's Louis C.K. selling tickets? But I don't know. Feel like it's that.
Well, you know what? It's funny because in that same article, it's, I don't know if this was some sort of gotcha or I don't know what it was, but at the end it was had a little asterisk basically and was like, now the Comedy Cellar has let Louis C.K. and Aziz Ansari back in the club.
Yeah.
I don't recall them roofing and raping anywhere.
No. This is the beauty of the time, the moment we're living in now, where Aziz Ansari, who goes on a bad date and has some bitch, I don't know, write an expose about a bad date, you then just get lumped in. Yeah. You know, Al Franken and Aziz Ansari get lumped in with the roofie king.
A serial rapist.
Well, by the way, it can't go any other way. If you assholes are going to take every minor infraction in this is the problem with zero tolerance. Zero tolerance. I have zero tolerance. So you go, well, what did Bill Cosby do? Well, he did more than zero. What did Aziz Ansari do? He did more than zero. What did Al Franken do? More than zero. Okay. What did Cuomo do? More than zero. You dicks, you fucking self-righteous assholes out there with your fucking zero tolerance shit. This is what you do. Now we have Aziz Ansari and Weinstein and Cuomo and every other person, you know, the former President Bush, you know, slapping someone on the tush. They're all in there because you assholes and your zero tolerance. That's what it is.
Wait, sorry. Where do we stand with Weinstein?
He did more than zero. Anyone who does more than zero, right, according to the self-righteous pricks who've come up with the more than zero or zero tolerance for anything, well, then anyone who does more than zero, the ones and the twos and the point fives are lumped in with the tens because you guys said you have a zero policy for any of this. So we no longer can discern between the Aziz Ansaris and the Louis C.K.'s and the Weinsteins and the Cosbys. You have zero tolerance. And there we go. And then they just get sucked into it.
I feel like that kind of backfired.
It's zero tolerance. First off, it's an insane premise to even say it. I don't know when it felt like it crept in about 8 or 9 years ago. But either way, yes, they're all the same. Clarence Thomas. They're all in the same group now.
As Jeffrey Epstein.
As Epstein, okay. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Helps to take a nuanced look at the world.
Oh.
Yes, it's better.
Well, we have a housekeeper to thank for thwarting what could have been a really bad scene. TMZ reports that the MLB All-Star Game might have become the site of a mass shooting this week.
Heard about this.
Yeah, had it not been for a hotel housekeeper who tipped off the cops to a huge collection of guns and ammo she found in one of the rooms. Local reports say four individuals, by the way, three men, one woman, in Denver, were arrested over the weekend on illegal weapons charges after cops say they discovered artillery in their rooms, just two blocks from Coors Field. That's where the All-Star event was going on. And when I say artillery, 16 rifles and more than 1,000 rounds of ammo, plus body armor. ABC7 says three or four suspects have criminal records, and one allegedly posted a Facebook message saying they would, quote, go out in a big way.
Do they know it was for the All-Star?
No. I don't know that they're I think they're drawing that conclusion because it happened to be in town.
Circumstantial
but,
evidence, yeah. Just a couple blocks away. And right.
When is
before.
The All-Star game?
It's this week, isn't it?
It had to be, yeah, this weekend because this just happened.
No, the Dodgers are playing today. I think the All-Star game is this week. I think Chris Kalen.
This weekend? I'm just trying to
they
figure out like why you're checking in 5 days in advance.
Mm.
And then how? So she discovered all this stuff. I guess after that whole Vegas situation, you're going to have to coach up the staff.
Well,
right?
Remember, right after that happened, there was like a rule now at hotels where you had if like you basically had to show your face every, you know, once every 24 hours, or they could open your door. Like if mm-hmm. you were just holing up in there, they could open your door.
Tomorrow, July 13th. So says Kalen.
So they got there. They were resting on Friday.
But they do the home run contest before. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's a whole few days.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're going to be pretty excited about this news, Adam. Politico reports that President Biden has named four more nominees for ambassadors, including France, Bangladesh, and Chile. But the president has also tapped L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti as his pick for India.
I'm driving him to the fucking airport.
Kind of what I thought.
And I'm going to complain about traffic the entire goddamn time.
Traffic's so bad.
Garcetti co-chaired Biden's 2020 campaign and reportedly was interested. He wanted Mexico because it was a high-profile post. But he was passed over for several other jobs in the administration, including transportation secretary. Garcetti has been the mayor of L.A.
I love the idea that we're living in a time where the guy who presides over the city with the worst traffic in the world can be
promoted
to traffic secretary.
Well, I think he wanted to, but I don't think it was ever on the table.
It's insane that it would even come up. Sorry.
I mean, how daft do you have to be?
I don't know. Is he sending him to India to just, well, what's Biden doing?
That's my thought. It was like, I don't know much the ins and outs of political maneuvering, but I have to imagine a post like this isn't exactly a glamorous post. This is more like, be gone with you. I know I have to do something for you.
Well, listen, Garcetti's a feckless fucking he-she puss of a just wow. worthless sack of fucking dog shit in terms of running a city. He's horrible. I wouldn't let him run a fucking taco stand. He just can't do anything. And he's a puss. He's such a pussy. But you're going to send him somewhere where no one ever can tell whether you do a good job right. or a bad job or whatever.
You're stashing him.
But what's Biden doing? Is Biden going, you know, this is a Democratic state and a Democratic city, and this guy's failing miserably, and that doesn't look good for the Democrats, so let's get this fucking guy shuffled off to Buffalo, and we'll get someone else in there.
Kalen can confirm this, but I think his term limits are up.
Oh.
I think there's going to be an election no matter what.
Oh, okay.
I mean, well, obviously there would be an election, but there would be a new mayor. No
and he
what.
Has to be confirmed by the Senate, so it depends what they want. But it, like I said, like he could just be stashing him away somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Also, I have people coming in. Andy and I both have people coming in for the wedding in September, and I was just on the phone with my mom on speakerphone with her friends on the way here, and I was so embarrassed because they're asking me like, oh, we'd love to stay downtown or we'd love to stay in Hollywood. I'm like,
no, you can't.
And these are people who've never been here that I'm not related to, that I want to make a good impression. I want the city to feel fun for them. And I'm like, there's a lot of encampments here. And what does that mean? Well, there's a lot of tents and I would like to steer you away from those neighborhoods. I was embarrassed having this conversation.
Yeah, I never thought about that. But if people came out here and they wanted to stay downtown or in Hollywood or something, I'd be like, oh,
I wouldn't have argued.
Yeah. Right. All right. Let's see. His term limit is up 2022. So it's getting there. All right. Let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. I don't want to fuck two fives. Yeah. What about, unless I'm getting paid. What is in it for me?
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Dawson, did you break down your duo?
No, I went with the eight.
Oh, you want the eight?
Yeah.
Smart. Me and Caleb both did.
Easy. Pragmatic.
Smart money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shrewd. All right. Let me tell you about the X chair. That's a 10 all the way. Your office chair. Does it give you a massage? Does it warm or cool your back? Well, mine can. That's my X chair. I love my X chair. I had the X chair before. I had the generation before this one. This one, the new one, has a secret patented DVL, dynamic variable lumbar support. And now, introducing Elemax, featuring cooling and heat, massage therapy, X-Chair, Elemax. Cooling delivers delivers cooling, delivers heat, delivers massage, and right to your core, helping increase blood flow and muscle recovery and energy. Four different massage modes and fast-warming heat technology as well. Feel the X-Chair difference for yourself. Trust me, there is one. Right, Dawson?
X-Chair prices are going up today, July 12th, for the first time in 2 years, so beat the price increase. Go to xchairadam.com now. That's letter X, chair, ADAM.com, or call 1-844-4XCHAIR and get $100 off your order. X-Chair has a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort, and you can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. Go to xchairadam.com now and use code XWHEELS for free X-Wheel Blade Casters, xchairadam.com.
All right, Will I Am, who's produced Michael Jackson and Timberlake, Rihanna and Britney Spears and Lady Gaga and done it all. Of course, Black Eyed Peas as well. The great Will.i.am is in studio right after this.